Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, March 8th, and this is Las Vegas Council 25 volunteer Lindsay Duvoisu reporting. Today is the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day, where we recognize the global celebration of economic, political, and social achievements women have made throughout the past century. Association of Flight Attendants CWA AFA International President Vita Shook stated in recognition of this occasion, "Today we take a moment to reflect on our past accomplishments and once again renew our pledge to protect and advance the rights of women across the globe." AFA has been on the forefront of advancing women's issues for over 65 years since its beginnings. As a union of flight attendants focusing on flight attendant issues, AFA has challenged discriminatory policies and has been a leader behind the repeals of marriage and pregnancy bans, ensuring female flight attendants the opportunity for a career instead of losing their job when they started a family. While understanding that there's still much work to be done on women's rights, International President Shook said that International Women's Day is a time when we honor the progress the world has made in women's rights and that the past 100 years have been significant improvements for gender equality. Back in January of this year, we asked your help to call Illinois lawmakers to leave workers' compensation benefits alone. You stepped up and we won that battle. Last week in the new Illinois State Congress, and as we expected, the State Senate quietly introduced two workers' compensation bills that are similar to the ones we defeated in January. We are again reaching out to all members worldwide since per our collective bargaining agreement, the state of Illinois or at individual's choice at any other state or country has jurisdiction for workers' compensation benefits. The changes being proposed could potentially allow United Airlines to choose the doctor you visit, eliminate pre-existing conditions and repetitive trauma injuries, reduce payment to doctors and hospital limiting your access to quality medical care, severely limits temporary total disability benefits when an injured worker cannot work. We cannot allow state legislator to play games with our workers' compensation benefits. If you live in Illinois, call your state senator. If you live outside of Illinois, contact Senate President John Cullerton. For contact details and the message that needs to be delivered, check our website. It is imperative that legislators in the Senate hear labor's message that these significant changes are not acceptable to labor. Don't delay. Call today. During bankruptcy, management eliminated our short-term disability benefit. Since that time, flight attendants have been asking for replacement. Our AFA MEC Benefits Committee has been working towards an affordable, comprehensive replacement plan. While initially a difficult process, our Benefits Committee stepped up to the challenge. Working with Design Benefits, the MEC Benefits Committee negotiated a plan with group rates for United flight attendants in terms that would work best for a diverse work group and has an essential component of the plan, an online enrollment platform. Last week, we rolled out a short-term disability product offered through AFLAC. The product includes short-term disability, 24-hour accident lump sum, critical illness, and hospital indemnity coverage. Eligibility requires that members will have completed 90 days of employment and must be an active employee on the date they apply for coverage. It is important to understand that while this short-term disability product is being offered under the AFLAC umbrella, a separate dedicated customer service team has been set up by Continental American Insurance Company, CAIC, and can be reached at 1-800-433-3036. Should you encounter any difficulty with the online enrollment platform or any other questions, please use this telephone number for assistance. Additional details are available to you at unitedafa.org or as well by using the link available for your local council website. Enrollment will remain open through April 8, 2011. As a reminder, when correcting or adding information on the website, once you have entered the information, be certain to use the Update button in order to store the information. Over the past few months, United's male flight attendants were incorrectly given access to order a stock sentence solid navy blue tie. This solid navy blue tie is not an approved United Airlines flight attendant uniform piece. As a result, Centus will be sending you an approved uniform replacement tie, the tonal blue silk tie. It will then be necessary for you to return the unapproved tie to Centus at no cost to you. Since these ties were originally ordered using uniform points, replacement ties will be considered an even exchange. Affected flight attendants will receive in their company mailboxes a specific communication on the procedures to be followed during the week ahead. Should you have any additional questions, please contact your domicile uniform coordinator for assistance. We returned to the negotiating table last week in Chicago for federal mediation, where discussions focused on scheduling, purse or language qualification, reassignments, and legal rest. No tentative agreements were reached last week. We anticipate an aggressive agenda at the next negotiating session in light of management's stated willingness to engage in more meaningful negotiations after having just recently completed presenting their proposals taken from the machinist agreement and explaining how these proposals would be applied at United Airlines. For a complete summary overview and of the party's proposals, please refer to the most recent edition of our negotiations and new newsletter and our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong to do as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.